In today's news headlines, Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, has resigned and will leave her post by the end of the year. In a joint press conference on Tuesday, President Trump praised her work.
But she's done a fantastic job, and we've done a fantastic job together. We've solved a lot of problems, and we're in the process of solving a lot of problems. At the beginning, North Korea was a massive problem, and now we're moving along. It's moving along really nicely. I can speak for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He thinks the world of Nikki, and so we're all happy for you in one way, but we hate to lose. Hopefully you'll be coming back at some point, but you want to just, in maybe a different capacity. You can have your pick.
That's President Trump speaking to reporters alongside Nikki Haley on Tuesday after Haley announced her resignation as U.S. UN ambassador. The Washington Post describes Haley's exit as odd, saying, quote, "The White House is effectively announcing the exit of its most popular cabinet official, the extremely rare one who has strong approval among Republicans and Democrats, just before voters vote. Apart from perhaps Defense Secretary James Mattis, nobody is seen as being such a steadying influence in an unwieldy administration as Haley is," end of quote. Some consider Haley a presidential contender in 2020, but she has denied it. Trump is expected to name her replacement in the coming days. According to The Atlantic, on the short list for a new UN ambassador is, quote, his former Deputy National Security Advisor, Dina Powell, the recently confirmed ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, and a wild card pick, Trump's eldest daughter, Ivanka. Hurricane Michael is just hours away from making what the National Hurricane Center is calling a, quote, potentially catastrophic landfall on Florida. As of this morning, winds had reached speeds of 145 miles per hour. According to CBS News, quote, Michael could be the worst storm ever to hit the panhandle. Florida Governor Rick Scott had issued evacuation orders earlier this week, but on Wednesday morning he tweeted, quote, the time for evacuating along the coast has come and gone. First responders will not be able to come out in the middle of the storm. If you chose to stay in the evacuation zone, you must seek refuge immediately. Those last three words were capitalized to emphasize their urgency. About 30 million people are in the hurricane's path. The Trump administration on Tuesday indicated that it will lift federal restrictions on summer sales of ethanol-blended fuels. The proposal is a gift to corn farmers in Iowa and, according to AP, is, quote, something of a reward to Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who, as Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, led a contentious but successful fight to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Currently, the Environmental Protection Agency allows about 10% of gasoline to consist of corn-based ethanol. But in the summertime, a high ethanol blend is banned because of concerns that it worsens smog. But advocates of ethanol say that isn't true. The first trial over the Trump administration's controversial citizenship question on the U.S. Census is expected to start on November 5th. The trial is the result of two major lawsuits in New York that two top Trump administration officials are expected to testify at, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and Justice Department official John Gore. But the Trump's Justice Department attempted to block their depositions and was denied by a federal appeals court. Now the decision about their testimonies heads to the U.S. Supreme Court, where Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg oversees that specific court. According to Politico, the dispute about how much deference judges should show to executive branch officials could become the first matter new Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh publicly votes on. The lawsuits in question, quote, allege that Ross lacked a legitimate reason to add the citizenship question to the 2020 census. It was last asked nationally on a decennial U.S. census in 1950. In another case, the Supreme Court made a decision upholding a voter ID law in North Dakota, which Justice Brett Kavanaugh was not a part of. The law requires that voters have a home street address in order to register to vote. Critics denounced the law, saying it would disproportionately impact Native Americans residing on reservations in the state. The Native American Rights Fund, which opposes the law, says, quote, the U.S. Postal Service does not provide residential delivery in these rural Indian communities. Thus, most tribal members use a P.O. box. If a tribal ID has an address, it is typically the P.O. box address, which does not satisfy North Dakota's restrictive voter ID law. The group added the legislature passed these provisions despite knowing they would suppress the Native American vote. This law was implemented in order to deny qualified Native American voters access to the ballot box, end of quote. The New York Times reported on Tuesday that some Amazon workers are upset about their employer's decision to raise all wages to $15 an hour because, quote, based on the information they have received so far, they may end up making thousands of dollars less a year. In lieu of raising wages for all their workers, Amazon announced that it will end its practice of handing out stock grants and monthly bonuses, which means that some workers will see a wage loss. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who has long championed higher minimum wages and who has especially targeted Amazon, wrote a letter to the company, quote, asking Amazon to confirm how the total compensation of employees who would have received stock options, those with the company for 2 years or more, will be affected as a result of the recent changes. Amazon has not yet responded to the letter, but it has released a statement saying that the higher minimum wage, quote, more than compensates for the phase-out of the stock and incentive bonuses. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, is releasing hundreds of migrants from its Southern Arizona Detention Center. According to NBC, which broke the news, hundreds of migrant families seeking asylum in the U.S. were released from detention in Arizona this week without warning and without instructions on where to go, how to find relatives, or travel to their court hearings. The detainees were released with ankle monitors on. A senior official at the Department of Homeland Security said the release was the result of overflowing detention centers and, quote, the start of a dam breaking. In international news, Saudi Arabia is under scrutiny for the alleged murder or disappearance of a Saudi journalist in Turkey. Jamal Khashoggi, who was known for his strong dissenting views against the Saudi government, was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. According to the Washington Post, Turkish investigators think Khashoggi, 59, was killed shortly after he entered the consulate on October 2nd and his body later removed from the premises, according to a U.S. official and sources close to the investigation. Additionally, Turkish investigators are also trying to nail down the exact movements of 15 Saudi nationals who arrived in Istanbul the same day and are suspected of having a role in Khashoggi's disappearance. President Trump on Tuesday said he would be speaking with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman about Khashoggi. And that does it for our headlines today.